Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Tuesday. I don't know if that has ever been said before. We're sorry. We were obviously on break for a little while.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
We are The Bachelor back. Took as long as of a break as we did. let's just think about that. Like, they took as long of a break.
They were just off for Christmas.
Yeah. Like, just like a little Christmas break back on TV.
It's a
we
lot.
Need longer.
We need longer.
It's been too much.
Millsy, we need longer.
It's been too much. I'm really hoping that we go back to, like, the rumors about them doing back-to-back Bachelor seasons got squashed, I think, hopefully. So we'll have like a break in between the end of Bachelor and Paradise.
We'll see.
And then Bachelor in the fall? I don't know.
Who fucking knows? We'll see what happens. But the Bachelor recap will be on tomorrow's episode because obviously we do the Wednesday recaps. We just were a little delayed on our Monday episode. But how is everyone doing, Francesca and Noah? How was the break?
Noah?
How was my break?
You go first.
Yeah, you go first.
You moved.
You got COVID.
Honestly, not great. It was all right. I got COVID. Well, I didn't really have any symptoms, but
yeah,
I couldn't go home. And we were moving, so then we canceled our Wi-Fi. I think we wouldn't be there, so I was just stuck in an apartment with no Wi-Fi for like a good amount of time. And then went home and then moved into this new apartment that I'm really not enjoying, to be honest. And it's going to get ugly, probably. And I'm probably going to be sued. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What else happened?
That's a lot to take in. Did you have any fun at least? How was your New Year's?
New Year's was fun. Yeah,
that's good. I saw you out with a couple
friends.
Noah wants
out of his apartment already.
Yeah, after like a few days.
Just to sum that up.
And like the floors are just too thin. That's just the main problem here.
Paper thin.
Yeah.
Or you're just stomping around.
No, but like the floors above me, I can't sleep through 9 a.m. Like,
I can't picture Noah.
That's
the
shocking to me. How does
around.
Anyone live in the building?
I don't. I'm a tiptoer, like, just naturally.
You're a quiet guy naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I had a few people over. We were just not even being that loud on New Year's. Like,
yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Like,
you got to expect people are going to be
and
having fun.
They put a note under my door.
What?
And they were like, turn it down. And they like slammed the ceiling with a broom or something. Like,
What did the note say?
It said, please turn the music down.
Wow. Shit. New Year's Eve.
You can't be doing that on New Year's Eve.
You live with a bunch of, your downstairs neighbors are grumps.
I know.
We got to get you out.
But honestly, I left a note in front of the door above me yesterday because I was
so you're getting, they're traveling upstairs. If anybody can help Noah out, DM at Stassi
Baby. Any suggestions on how to get out of a lease?
Oh, did you get your name back?
I think that's like tomorrow? Or the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the 14 days has got to be up.
Keep it.
There were some times where I was just bored and I thought about like just like posting one of her stories on my story to confuse people.
Just to see.
You should, honestly. But if anyone can help Noah out, DM him or DM Chicks in the Office.
I'm good. I had, you know, it feels like what's weird is it feels like I have not been in this office for so long because I have not been in this office for so long. Went COVID into Christmas into like actually being able to take a few days off, which was like full quarantine, New Hampshire for Christmas, which was beautiful.
It looked beautiful. Snow.
White Christmas.
Love that.
Snowed all day on Christmas Day. Absolutely stunning. And then I was supposed to be in Arizona That did not happen. The Arizona Bowl was unfortunately canceled. And when all those changes were made, I was supposed to go to Florida to see my parents and the rest of my family. And I moved that up a couple of days when Arizona got canceled. And that was very nice. It was the first time the Mariano family has all had a plus one on a little family. We were a party of eight this year. Everybody had a plus one.
I was so excited about this. I really was very excited. Yeah. I commented on your mom's picture yesterday.
I was so excited. Yeah. No, it was a big deal. And it went very well. I think everybody had a lovely time.
I'm honestly getting teary-eyed.
Well, it's just funny because, like, Joe's just laughing the whole time because my mom was really trying to make sure everything was okay for the guests of my brother and my sister. You know, they haven't been around. They're new. And, like, Joe's like, what about me? She's like, Joe, shut up. Like, you can figure it out yourself.
But that's the best. Like, Joe's got to love that, too, though, because now he's like.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, brushing off his shoulders. He's like, let me show you guys the ropes.
Exactly. That's got to feel good for
him.
Been
around a long time.
Unfortunately, I didn't make the plus ones of the Marianos this year.
No, unfortunately, with the siblings having plus ones, you got the axe because there's physically no room.
There was physically no room.
Physically
for
no
Rhea.
Room in the house for that to happen. But it was very nice. Is a like coming back from Florida and phenomenal. And honestly, I hate to say it, this may have had something to do with you not being there. Weather was fantastic.
Every time
you go to Florida,
it rains.
The weather sucks.
Shit.
And you didn't
Shit,
come.
Mate.
And it was like 85 degrees and sunny like the whole time.
Oh, my God. I saw it. It looked beautiful. My Nano FaceTimed me and he was like, look at this weather. Come off course. Show me his plants. He's like bragging about the weather. But
getting on the plane, I like almost cried on the plane. I was like, I do not want to go back to New York.
Honestly, this was the first break in a while that I've spent all in New York.
Yeah.
And I had a dandy time, I'll say. Yeah. My entire house got COVID besides me.
Yeah.
Don't know how that happened, but whatever. Like, they were okay.
Yeah.
I
just feel like that is kind of what happened to everybody, though. Like, so many people did spend this time, like, at home because they either had relatives sick or, like, people they knew were sick or they were exposed. Like, that's why, like, when I had gotten it, whatever, 10 days, like basically 10 days before Christmas, I was like, well, I'll have it. And then it's over.
Yeah. And then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rested majority of the time. I would say my break. I mean, we were home for almost 2 weeks because we didn't go into the office for a little bit because a couple people here got COVID. It was happening fast.
Right.
You know, everyone was getting COVID everywhere. I think everyone's aware of that.
And of course, at that time, like Arizona Bowl, we were all trying to like make everyone sure was, that there was a staff and people would be able to travel to Arizona.
So I was home on Long Island for a little bit, rested a lot up until New Year's Eve weekend, and it just threw my whole resting out the window.
Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve happened, was the most hungover I've ever. It's one of those things. The New Year's Eve hype got to me, I guess.
You
and
didn't
I
answer my message.
I did. I
oh,
wrote vodka.
Oh,
a lot of vodka shots. I just take shots. Like,
in the dad shack room.
Vodka's the one thing where I feel like I don't get hungover. Like when I drink vodka.
I usually don't because it's like you're not mixing it with anything really. Or if you have like a mixed drink or whatever, it's fine if you just drink vodka.
If you're drinking like a vodka soda, you're like
bounced. And I love that you're living like your kind of like 20-year-old college time because that
is 24-year-old.
Yeah, because that is when I did nothing but also rip vodka shots.
Yeah, that's
and
all.
Then I had to like stop drinking vodka for a while.
Exactly. And I never had that, so I guess it's happening now. But New Year's Eve, I said that the hype got to me. I actually wouldn't even say that I was like, I didn't even really feel drunk on New Year's Eve. But for some reason, it just did not sit well. I think, you know, I ate shitty food when I got home, whatever.
Yeah.
Woke up, was the most hungover I have been in quite some time. Like, violently throwing up.
Ooh.
Couldn't even move. And then what did I do that night? Went to Atlantic City. Like, it was like I was hungover. And then the next hour, I was on my way to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Which was so much fun. Like, I had a great
Year
time.
Your return. Have you been?
Have not been since.
Since we went
and
as a group, Chicks in the Office.
We went as a group, Chicks in the Office. And I won again. Roulette.
Nice.
Yes. Came home with some extra cash, which was great.
Love it.
My dad texted me, fantastic, that's my girl.
Like, yeah.
The whole family was hyped. So it was good stuff. And now we're back. I feel like there was other things that I wanted to talk about, but now that I'm blanking, you know, as the two weeks goes on, it goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I have to talk about this on the podcast. Oh, I have to talk about this on the podcast. And then, boom. Now we're sitting here recording the podcast, and I'm trying to remember all the things I want to talk about.
I know.
We had a lovely FaceTime. That's what I want to talk about, You FaceTimed me. You were fucked up a little bit.
I was a little drunk.
A little drunk, but in the best way.
I was not fucked up.
A little drunk. We were on the phone for like an hour.
Yeah, it was nice. And I was, with my mom.
Yeah, I was delighted. I was just laying in bed. Fran FaceTimes me. We talked for like an hour.
Yeah.
She was picking up her brother from the airport.
This is the longest we've gone without seeing each other, maybe ever.
Yes.
Well...
Yes. Yeah. Has to definitely. Be.
I have not stepped foot in this office since like December 12th.
The quarantine?
The quarantine.
What quarantine?
When
the
pandemic.
But I was like, what quarantine? Which time?
That. But then we did spend like 3 weeks together straight in the vineyard. Like,
I don't know. I guess it's also because we weren't working.
We talked
like,
every
during
day.
During peak lockdown, we were still working, so like seeing each other, chat every day, like all those things. Like this, like, you know, we were really like taking some step back from work time.
Yeah, we didn't work. I think we did talk every day, but we didn't see each other.
Yeah,
face
I physically see each other's face. Right. Really.
Did we talk? No, I feel like we talked to you a little bit over this break.
Well, now we have like the more extended like group, which is like.
Which we just talked about Outer Banks.
Which I feel like Natalie and Devin really like keep that going, and that keeps us all more connected. You know?
Yeah, you sent a very funny picture on New Year's Eve. Natalie was like, everyone send a picture of where you're at. And you were in Florida. Yeah. You looked great. Me and Devin were out together. You just sent a picture of yourself that was so funny. Like, it was just a lone selfie.
It was just me looking at the camera. Yeah,
it was great, though. But I'm happy to be back. I like seeing the faces around here, and I think that we got some good... Oh! I got one of those IV things yesterday. You know when people get the IVs to come to the house?
Yep.
Yeah.
Devin and I were down astronomically bad yesterday. Yeah. Like I couldn't feel my body. Like, you know, like physical pain in my entire back. And we were like, oh, if we could just get one of those IV things right now, that would be awesome. Looked it up. The woman came. Oh, my
God. Wait, did she put it in your arm?
Yes.
Because I was like, are they putting it in their own arm?
Yeah, yeah. They put
No. Someone comes.
Oh, no. Someone comes and does. They put the IV in your arm. They give you liquids and they give you vitamins. And it was awesome.
How fast is it actually? Like, how fast do you feel better?
I started feeling a little bit more awake as it was in me. I wouldn't say it was like, whoa, I'm 100% right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Today.
It's not an instant cure. Yeah.
Last night, I felt still not shitty. My headache went away. That was good. I felt like definitely better than what I was because I was really not feeling well at all. But I had to pee about 20 times in an hour.
You have to like walk with the cart?
No, not during the IV. After the IV, I couldn't stop peeing. And yeah, I'm walking around with the IV where, like I'm in a hospital. No, I couldn't stop peeing after. And then today is, I think, where it really counted.
Yeah.
Is where I like feel alive today.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would have felt alive today if we didn't do that last night.
How long does it last, like, in your arm?
How long I have to sit there for?
Yeah.
Honestly, mine took a while.
Does she stay or do you?
Yeah, she stayed.
Oh, really?
Oh, we were asking her so many questions to the point where we had to put a ban on questions for Devin.
We were like
Devin was asking. I am not surprised.
Devin was like asking about a million questions about what does this do? What does that do? What is everyone's blood pressure? Like the woman was like, why do you want to know everyone's blood pressure? Like it was something else, but it was definitely rejuvenated us, and we're happy to be back. And we missed you guys, talking to you guys. I met some people out this weekend, which was awesome. I love a little, like, when two people run, like, when I'm super hungover and then another fan is super hungover and you run into each other, and it's like, oh, let's just have this bonding moment of us being dead right now. But happy to be back.
Yeah. Like I said, very... Like, I did not have anything super eventful. It was just pretty chill. My New Year's Eve was pretty chill.
I was jealous of family time, to be honest.
Yeah, it was just, like, a few friends, the beach, the sun, you know, New Year's Eve in Florida.
Yeah. I would love to spend New Year's Eve on the beach with a bonfire, some fireworks. That's a dream of mine.
It is. It is pretty nice.
Was nodding his head like.
Mm. Yeah. I once spent New Year's Eve in Punta Cana, and that was fun.
That sounds awesome.
It does sound.
Yeah,
really
or
nice.
Like Aruba or somewhere.
Yeah, I bet you all those places do like those big parties and stuff. But
wait, Fran, you went skiing too, right?
Oh yeah,
my God,
how was skiing?
Noah, good call.
That feels so long ago. But yes, I went skiing. That was so funny. But we were like all at dinner, my family, a few nights ago. My mom was like, what about next time, like, we do, like, winter? Like, somewhere we ski, maybe? Like, Gia was like, no. I was like, well, I'm a skier, so I could go.
Did you like it?
I liked it. I was honestly better than I thought I was going to be. I didn't push myself too crazy. I only stayed on the greens. I could have maybe tried to blue, but I maybe would have been a little too nervous.
Wait,
so
I'm
I really
confused.
Only
have
did
you,
greens.
Like, how many times have you skied?
I have not skied since I was like 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if that.
Did you go on the bunny hill first?
Yes. And like when I used to go, like I was not like it wasn't like I skied a lot growing up and then I stopped at like 12. I've skied maybe like a handful of times like my entire life. Yeah. And it does come like it did feel like it naturally came back a little bit. But I definitely am not, like, doing the right things.
Were you, like, pizza the whole time?
No, I start a little bit. But then towards the end, I started to figure it out a little bit more. But I still think I wasn't quite doing it properly because, like, my left knee was really hurting. And Joe's brother was like, you're really good at turning, like, to the right but not to the left. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on here. So if I do go again, I think I'll probably, like, pay to just have like a lesson in the morning or something, mm-hmm. like because I did like it, I have fun, so that I actually know what I'm doing. Like I felt like once I knew, I was like, okay, I can do this, but now I don't really know like properly how to do it, so I need someone to teach me kind of like the actual.
How scared are you of the chairlift for you, like getting on and
that's
off?
That's the scariest part.
It is. It is. I will say though, when I got off. Once you do it, like, I got off the first time, and that just gave me all the confidence. I was like, oh, chairlift, conquered that.
I feel like you always have to account for, like, someone else on the chairlift with you that could just be terrible and, like, crash
yes.
into you.
Yes, well, thankfully I was with Joe, so that wasn't too bad, but he snowboards, so, like,
oh, yeah.
I snowboard with my skis. It was like,
yeah. Ooh.
And also, we were also with his nieces, who are 8 and 6, and, like, I was like, I can't like embarrass myself in front of.
They're probably better. Than
they're them. So good. Oh, they're so good, so good, so good. I was like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. Come on, friend.
Do you want to do it now more? Are you interested in skiing more? Have we lost her to skiing?
No, absolutely not. I will still always choose a warm vacation over a winter skiing vacation. But it does give me a little bit more confidence. That if there are trips that my friends are going on, that they're all skiing, I could at least participate a little bit. Because I have gone with them, and I literally just sit in the house that we've rented, like, while they're gone all day skiing. And then I'm like, oh, I miss the fun. You know, I miss, like, the beers in between. I had a Bloody Mary at the bar in between.
Ooh. Just, like, hot going chocolate out. In the lodge.
Yeah. Like, for those experiences. But I know my limits. Like, I'm not going to push myself. I went, like, 6 or 7 times total. And that was it.
That's more than.
And like I ended on a good note. Like they all went back out again. And I was like, you know what? I'm really proud of what I've done today. And I'm good to go.
And you only did it one day?
One day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Home in time to watch the second half of the Eagles.
I was, give yourself a little,
was on the 26th.
A little confidence boost. Felt good. Reward yourself with some drinks after.
Yeah. It's a good Bloody Mary.
I like your shirt a lot, by the way. The Harry Potter shirt. Yeah.
This is my Harry Potter shirt. Why? Thanks so much for bringing that up.
Harry Potter reunion.
If you want to give me a clock here, I do have two. I have a little bit. It's a little Tom and Zendaya-esque, but I just got to say, I start me. This is what you're going to get on the Harry Potter reunion because I did watch it.
How many minutes are we giving her?
I need three.
I was gonna give you 3 minutes.
I need three.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 minutes, okay. And I'm gonna start the clock, and I'm not gonna say a word. Okay. I'm just gonna let you go. Okay.
Yep. It was fantastic. Number one, I actually watched it separately from my siblings who were also all Harry Potter people. They had watched it Saturday night. I watched it Sunday morning. They all sent me pictures of them sobbing at the end. So I was like, okay, I'm anticipating the emotions. And but then it was like Sunday morning and everyone was in the house. I didn't want to be like sobbing on the couch alone, so I really held it in until the end. But it was beautiful. Seeing the cast all together was so nice. It just reminded me how much I love all of them. And you love seeing all the clips from when they're younger, because I missed a lot of that. Like, you don't get to see the fun they're having or joking about how they all had like crushes on each other, and Tom Felton and Emma Watson, like, I have dreams that maybe they could be together. Like, they always talk about how much they love each other. And it's like, I feel like they claim it has never been romantic, but I bet you it could be romantic at some point. They did a really nice, like, in memoriam that I wish had a little bit more Alan Rickman. Like, that was the one thing. No Alan Rickman, Snape. He's such a huge part of the movies. Like, I feel like I wanted to see them talk about him more. But Daniel Radcliffe and Helena Bonham Carter was also great. Shared like a letter that he wrote. He had a huge crush on her when they were doing the movies. The end, I was a mess. Like Joe felt bad for me and my mom, like, because we were all crying, but they were just talking about like how much Harry Potter means to people. And it wasn't even it wasn't necessarily the reunion that was making me cry. It was like, I was crying about like my own life because of Harry Potter. Like, Emma Watson was just talking about how how much this character's meant to her, and how much fans explain it to her and say like, oh, Hermione, like this, that. And I'm like, I literally was that kid. Like, I based so much of my like personality, like turning into a preteen, like on Hermione, because I was like, she's so cool, and she her best friends are boys and she's smart and like doesn't have to hide it, and like they all respect her. I loved. And I do think I have like, I'm, because they said Emma Watson, the caster, she was Hermione, and Rupert Grint was Ron. Like, they were basically those people. It was a little sad to hear Rupert Grint talk about like he forgot like where Rupert started and Ron ended, if he was just like the same person. But it was really well done. I wished it was like 8 hours long, but it was like a good hour 45, which felt good because they touched on all the movies. I love seeing all the old directors. I'm going to watch it a million more times. But it was absolutely delightful. And I just want them to do more together. I really do.
How are we on time?
You got 7 more seconds. Oh.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done. This is my last thought. Last thought. I'm being, the music is playing for me to, my acceptance speech.
Oh, everyone's like so pissed. Yeah,
Goblet of Fire, they're talking about how horny they all were. That was also when I fell in love with all of them. It reminded me that I did write Daniel Radcliffe a fan mail after that movie. Sent me back a signed headshot that was a prized possession.
That's
I think everyone got one. But it was a signed headshot that I think I still have it somewhere. But
that's really nice.
Yeah, it was really great. I think for Harry Potter fans, like, it was so perfect. I wish there was more because it was that good, but it was well done.
What house are you?
I go back and forth. I've taken the like official sorting quiz that one can take, and I did get Gryffindor, but you can kind of like manipulate what you're like.
Isn't that what everyone would want to be?
No, but I also think I have a little bit of Ravenclaw tendencies. I would think I could.
What would Rhea be?
Rhea's a Slytherin.
I took the test multiple times. Oh, really? And I got Slytherin every time. Rhea's, I don't even know what they mean. I've never.
No, I mean,
some people would think it's bad. Yeah. Some people would think it's
good. You like truly know nothing about Harry
Slytherin
Potter.
Slytherin
No, I know. Okay. I know that Slytherin. That's why I said it's bad,
though,
right?
The bad guys. Though Slytherin is like the bad guys, but isn't Harry also Slytherin?
Yeah, he could have been put in Slytherin, but he had sold the Sorting Hat that he wanted to be in Gryffindor. And the Sorting Hat said,
"I
take that
Harry
into consideration."
So I feel like.
Yes, 100%. And not like everybody, it's not that everybody in Slytherin is inherently bad. It's just, you know, their personalities are different.
Explain different.
No, I mean it in like a...
Wait, how many houses are there?
Four.
Oh, four. What would I be?
Hufflepuff.
You might be a Hufflepuff.
What is that? The way you said it, like, that sounds like the worst one.
No.
Just like soft.
Neville Longbottom is a Hufflepuff. No, he's not. Just kidding. He's Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff. I don't like
Hufflepuff.
That
is like just like soft.
I don't like that.
Shy.
Soft, shy. Yeah. No, I...
Not in a bad way.
I don't know. The way you said it sounded bad.
You are... But this is the thing. You're kind of like a Neville, so maybe you are a Gryffindor at heart.
A what?
Gryffindor. You're kind of like a Neville. Neville Longbottom.
All right.
He's a very shy character, but love, like, he, at the end, I don't, you know, I don't want to ruin Harry Potter for you if you decide you want to watch someday.
Or all the people listening who haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot.
Gryffindor!
And he, really saves the day towards all the right. end, is all I'll say.
I'll take
and
it.
I feel like you're a little bit like Neville. Cedric Diggory's Hufflepuff.
None of these names mean anything to me.
Is there a character
Robert Pattinson.
Is there a character you
wait,
think
Robert Pattinson was in Harry Potter?
Oh, for the love of God. I can't do this today. Yes.
So he was like a star before Twilight.
Yeah, he was Cedric Diggory in the fourth movie. Wow. In Hufflepuff. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. That's that.
I know I'm more done. About Harry Potter than...
Well, you've watched a bunch of the movies.
I watched
not
the first
them,
two.
But...
That's why.
I watched one.
But you also, like, you knew Robert Pattinson was Cedric Diggory.
I'm aware.
Yes.
I feel like you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
No, she did. She, okay. She definitely
I just pointed that. You out as a Hufflepuff. You think I'm lying? You think
yeah,
I
sure,
don't know
she
a little
did
bit?
Know. Yeah.
You don't think I know a little Harry Potter?
No, it could surprise us just one day wielding the sword of Gryffindor.
I would like to think I'm a Gryffindor. Just
one time, I took
I don't
a quiz.
Know anything about it, but
yeah.
Well, I took the quiz, and then yeah. I took many other quizzes after because I got Slytherin, and I was like, "Fuck!" Like I feel like people don't want to be Slytherin, and then I kept getting it, and then I looked up Slytherin on Twitter to see what people were saying about it.
Yeah.
This is sometimes what I do when I want to like know what people are talking about. I'll just look. Like I've been taking elderberry syrup, and I looked up elderberry syrup on Twitter just to see what people write about it. I've also been putting Aquaphor on my acne, so I typed in Aquaphor on acne on Twitter and see what people write about
isn't
it.
Aquaphor like for like dry lips.
Yeah, but you can put it on like pimples and stuff. Apparently helps a little bit.
Oh,
anyways, I looked up. I looked up Slytherin. It was like half people being like, you know, like. Just writing terrible things about Slytherin. And then other people being like, oh, I want to be Slytherin, so I don't know.
It sounds evil. Like, even if you didn't know anything about it, it sounds
That's
evil.
What I'm saying. It sounds evil. It just,
well, it
apparently,
I mean,
it's like people do anything.
Rooted with, in the in Salazar Slytherin was not the best guy.
It's apparently people who do anything to get ahead.
Sounds like you.
Yeah, I'm just evil like that.
But I feel like sometimes I have like a lot of very stereotypical Virgo qualities.
Yes.
And I think if you were to match that, like a Virgo would probably be more like a Ravenclaw.
Yes. And a Leo would be like Slytherin.
Yes and no, though, because a Leo is a lion and that is Gryffindor.
True.
So
that's a good point.
You are kind of in between.
Good point.
You're just Harry Potter over there.
We are now matching Zodiac signs with Harry Potter houses.
Let's go through every person in the office and match them to their house.
Let's go through every Zodiac sign
let's
and decide
do the
which
bachelor
house
bios and decide what house
oh, wow.
all the girls would be in.
I love that, actually. People are going to want us to do that now.
Clayton's a Hufflepuff.
Soft. Just kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways. No, I not soft in a bad way. I didn't mean it like that.
No, there are very, you can get very deep with like, yes, the stereotypes of the houses. Like, everyone wants to be Gryffindor. Hufflepuff is a little bit more like shy, not as social. Ravenclaw, nerdy, bossy.
Maybe I'm a mix
people.
Of a Hufflepuff and
I'm going to do this. Ready?
Slytherin.
Description of each Harry Potter house. And I bet it'll just list it out in a very simple...
Yeah.
Okay, Gryffindor.
Probably some adjectives there.
Yeah, just these
some
are...
buzzwords.
These are just adjectives.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, bravery, helping others. This is actually their values.
Yeah.
Bravery, helping others, and chivalry. Hufflepuff, hard work. Noah. Patience, loyalty, and fair play.
That sounds great from that description.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
it wasn't
their
a
values.
Bad thing. Ravenclaw, intelligence, knowledge, planning ahead, and wit. Slytherin, ambition, cunningness, heritage, and resourcefulness.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, those are all good things. Those are, yes, house values.
Yes.
You're digging deeper. You're digging deeper into this.
I'm so deep into the houses right now.
But that sounded like those were like the best qualities of each house. They're not telling you the bad
qualities.
Yes, correct.
I mean, that's like...
Yeah.
That's like the mission statement of all Hogwarts houses.
Like if they're fraternities, like trying to recruit you.
Exactly. Exactly. But shall we move on?
We shall move on.
Okay.
Weakness in Gryffindor.
Oh.
Hot-headedness. Yeah. Gryffindors are often hot-headed due to their daring and bravery. They may also disregard rationality and respond quickly. Hufflepuff house, we know the good stuff. Let's look at the bad stuff. Hufflepuffs tend to be optimists and see the best in everything. However, this can also mean they could be naive. That's not Noah.
That is not Noah.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Optimist?
Optimist and see the best in everything.
See the best in everything? Noah? That's not him.
Wait, well, what?
You're a pessimist.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't know if
that's I'm not.
I like
not
to say I'm a realist.
Realist.
Yeah.
Okay, I would actually say this. You're a realist.
Yeah, Fran pessimist. Is pessimist.
Fran, pessimist.
I try to see the bright side when I can. What? You don't... What?
I kind of think the opposite. But
Friends. Oh, because, you know what? Because, you know what? You're a little bit more of a realist.
But I feel like with the times when I want to be the realist, you come in to be the pessimist to knock me down.
Half, you guys are half realist, half pessimist, both of you.
Probably, yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
You didn't want to read the bad traits of a Slytherin?
And a Ravenclaw.
Oh.
We didn't get to Slytherin yet.
Oh.
Ravenclaw. Disconnection from the outside world. Ravenclaws are prone to appear confused, distant, or indifferent because they prefer to live in their own heads. I don't think that's you. Slytherin.
Negatives aren't, like, these traits aren't matching up as well as the positive traits.
Slytherin, Machiavellian tendencies. The goal justifies the means is the house motto. Yeah. Slytherins are known to engage in ethically questionable behavior.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right is right. Okay.
Anyways, let's get into the topics for today's episode. I'm excited to talk about some things this episode.
Tons to catch up on.
We're going to be talking about Chase Stokes, Madeline Klein, Zach Bia, Orlando girl from the club that's going TikTok. On with Chase Stokes. We have a Kanye and Kardashian update. We'll talk about Kanye moving across the street from Kim Kardashian. We'll talk about Kanye and Julia Fox. Also, Miley and Pete had their New Year's Eve party celebration that looked like a lot of fun. We could also talk about Andy Cohen being fucked up on New Year's Eve, which was hilarious, as always, every year. And obviously, we usually do the Bachelor bios, but this time we will do them.
We're a little behind.
We're going to do them with the recap of the first episode.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the limo entrances and give a little background behind each woman.
Blame ABC for not giving us enough time between seasons.
Yeah, sure. Blame ABC.
Blame it on ABC.
So let's get into it, starting off with Chase Stokes.
It's that time of year again, everyone. The beginning of a new year where everyone says to themselves, I'm going to change. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to cook more. I'm not going to cook at all. Whatever it is. Daily Harvest is going to get you to kick off your new year the right way. This year, I am keeping my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. I normally do, honestly. But I'm definitely making it a priority. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get more fruits and vegetables into my day every day. And they have my back with delicious food that's good for me and good for their planet. Daily Harvest has delicious harvest bowls, flatbread, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. And it stays in your freezer this time of year. I'm obsessed with their soups. I love it. I'm a soup gal. You're a soup gal. We're a soup podcast. We love soup. And they have so many great options. They have the broccoli and cheese harvest bowl, also the great flatbreads and the smoothies I love in the mornings. Daily Harvest takes literally minutes to prepare, never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, and that goes for everything. They got you covered, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever you want. The flatbreads I like for dinner, the smoothies I like for breakfast, soups for lunch, so many great things. Daily Harvest is all about preserving and protecting the earth for current and future generations to come, from their recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste so you can feel good about the choices you are making physically and for the environment. Go to dailyharvest.com/chicks to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/chicks for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/chicks.
We've been keeping up with the Chase Stokes and Madeline Klein breakup over the past few weeks. It looks like Madeline Klein has been hanging out with Zach Bia quite often. They were together on New Year's Eve at Stassi, baby aka Noah's, New Year's Eve party. They were posting pictures together. Stassi posted a couple Instagram stories where Madeline was in it, Zach Bia was in it, and you could tell...
Yeah, Stassi, there's something going on.
There's something going on, obviously. Stassi and Zach Bia are really close friends, so Madeline being really close with Stassi now is kind of a telltale sign, I think.
Totally.
You know, she's
they were
getting
not
in with
close
the mix.
Before this.
No, they were not. They're getting in the mix. Also, shout out Olivia Jade and Jacob Elordi. Same New Year's Eve party as well. We saw it first.
Yep.
And that's going on. Good for Madeline. She seems like she's having a lot of fun. She's entering that Hollywood in crowd. They look like they just have a blast and are just a good time, to be quite honest. Like, they just look like they have a fucking good time wherever they go. And so good for her. She's living her life. She looks great. Love her super blonde hair, by the way. Like, it's been that way for a while, but it looks really good. Anyways, Chase Stokes, on the other hand, is... he's from Orlando, so he was home in Orlando, and he was at a nightclub, and unfortunately, when you become this person of stature that Chase Stokes is becoming, or maybe not unfortunately, whatever way you want to look at it, you can't just go out to these clubs anymore and think that, like, no one's going to see you doing anything, right? Like, you get drunk at a club, you do stupid shit, people have their eyes on you when you're Chase Stokes.
I think he was probably okay until... Like, he probably was fine all night, and then they turned the lights on.
And then they turned the lights on. And
then they turned the lights
you
on.
You never want to be in the club still when the lights turn on.
That is also true,
scary moment. And this TikTok went viral of him making out with a girl, lifting her leg up.
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
It was on TMZ. They leave the club. They're getting into a fight with a guy she showed up with.
She also made a whole TikTok, like, explaining what happened.
Then the girl who he was with popped up on TikTok because she was receiving a lot of hate, which is not right. She shouldn't be receiving hate.
How did they even find her in the first place?
People, when they become, we've talked about this before, but when they become so obsessed with something or someone, they will find out literally anything. Like, I don't know how these
they
people
found
do
out
it.
Detectives.
At the FBI, I just had the mic fully in my mouth. I felt like Nick Viall. You ever see those podcast clips? The mic is always in his mouth. Anyways, the FBI should hire 12-year-olds to figure shit out, because these stands can find out anything. So they found this girl. We're giving her hate. She doesn't deserve hate. Madeline and Chase are broken up.
Yeah.
They can both do whatever the fuck they want. Chase can hook up with whoever he wants. Madeline can hook
They're
up with whoever they
so
want.
Clearly
They're single.
In- post-breakup stage.
Yes, it's very clear what's
like,
going
he's
on.
He's partying with his friends at home. She's partying with her new friends because she's got a new guy. And, like, that's just the way it goes. There's going to be a split. The only thing that I felt like a little, like, oh, like, I hope everything... big time mom hat coming on, but like I was like, oh, I just hope everything is okay when they go back to set together, because you know the rest of the cast, they're all in Miami.
You keep talking about the set.
I know, but you know I worry about the show and
this
how they're all gonna,
gonna
act.
Be okay,
they're gonna act together, if it's like gonna be weird from they were all in Miami New Year's Eve, you know, 11 was like welcome out of banks, everybody was there besides Madeline, so it's like, you know, where they're all hanging out with Chase but Madeline's not with them, like I just hope that the whole cast isn't like, you know, Madeline, she's with Stassi baby now.
You know what? I bet they are like that a little bit, though. If we could sit here and say, no, they're all so happy for Madeline going out with these people and whatever. And I'm sure some of them are. I'm sure in some way they are. But if you think about this in a real life friend group, right?
Right.
If we're all hanging out and then me or you, right? We start going to hang out with Stassi baby in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be
hanging out with the popular.
Oh.
And she's hanging out with the popular kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that the Outer Banks kids aren't popular, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To like equate it to high school or like she's hanging out with the popular kids.
We would all be like, oh, Fran's hanging out with Stassi baby now.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
doesn't care about us.
Yeah.
We would still be friends with you. We would still hang out with you if
but
you allowed us to.
It opens up for jokes.
Exactly. It opens up the field for some jokes now. Oh, Madeline, you think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and obviously if they're that good of friends, they're going to have those jokes and that conversation is going to come about. I think the set's going to be fine, hopefully, but there are...
I just love them so much. I just want them all to be friends.
There are so many TikToks of...
In real life.
This is fine. This is a no-judgment zone. This is not to judge Chase in any way. More so, I feel a little bad for him that there are so many TikToks of him just fucked up. Like,
I feel bad. I feel bad.
Just fucked up, yeah. Right? And, you know, somebody comes up to you, you're going to be nice, you're going to talk to them, but they're filming a TikTok of you, you're fucked up. And then all of a sudden that TikTok, because he's so famous now, goes immediately viral, and then all the comments are like, wow, he's so fucked up and all this. It's like, yeah, no shit, he's going to go out and have fun. And, like, I feel bad that these people sometimes just can't live their life without such hard judgment, especially they're going through a break. Yeah, all of them, not just him, but just
because right now recently it's been like about him. It's been a lot about him.
It's like he's going through a hard breakup, I'm sure, even if it seems like they're having a lot of fun. It's not easy. I'm sure they're both going through their shit. And he is 29 years old. He's allowed to go out and have fun and drink and smoke and do whatever he wants. But because they have such younger fans, it immediately gets, like, I saw a TikTok of Madeline Klein, or it was an Instagram story that got put on TikTok, and it was Madeline Klein kissing Stassi Baby, and Stassi Baby wrote, like, my New Year's Eve kiss, right? Just two friends kissing on the lips quickly, quick peck. All the comments were, like, ripping Madeline apart, being like, why would she kiss Stassi like that? Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, young kids don't understand sometimes, right?
Yeah, and they also then
the
don't...
judgment is so hard.
Yeah, because it's also a... it's an adjustment in people. Like, when you fall in love with a show and the people on the show and then them as friends in real life, you want them to stay exactly the same. And that just doesn't happen. Look at historically, like, any popular teen drama. Like, there are makeups, breakups, marriages, divorces. Like, so much drama when a show is being filmed. The show continues, of course. But, like, now it just feels so toxic with, like, the younger kids sometimes, especially on TikTok. And especially also the people who film these videos in the first place. Like, you know what you're doing, and the need to go viral, like, is insane to me that these guys were like, you can so clearly see in some of these videos of Chase, it's like, you take that video, you look at it, you're probably like, ooh, like, that wouldn't, I wouldn't like it if someone posted a video, a stranger, of me like that. And, you know, it goes, everybody sees it, like, it's a whole big thing. So it's a lot to handle, and then as well as, like, the fans seeing them act in maybe different ways than they have, like, after the first season when they all hung out together all the time and, like, there wasn't as much going on because, one, we were, you know, lockdown was so severe, they weren't really doing that many things, and now they're, like, out being social and doing things, and it's just, like, so much more, they're watched under, like, a magnifying glass by the, like, the people that love them the most. It's tough.
Right. And then you have the people who love them the most then turn on them because of they're right, not.
You're kissing Stassi Baby.
You're kissing Stassi Baby. I think the funniest comment I read was, and the only reason I talk about comments on TikTok is because they're so, I feel like everywhere else, like, I don't read comments on Instagram, and Twitter is just basically comments. It's in general. But on TikTok, they're so, sometimes can be really funny. Like, in a funny TikTok, that's what the jokes really fly in the comment section or whatever. But then sometimes it's like, whoa. But there's one comment made me laugh so hard because this person must have been 8 years old. Comments. See, guys, she clearly kissed Stassi on New Year's, not Zach Bia. Like, Stassi wrote it was Madeline was her New Year's Eve kiss. And I was like, this poor kid actually believes that Stassi, like, Baby and Madeline Klein were each other's New Year's Eve kisses. Like, come on. Let's think about this for a second. But it's so funny and, like, cute. And that one was, like, cute to me because it was like, oh. But who knows? I think that we just have to let them have fun, do their thing, and realize that it was, you know, it was one season. They got together. They're no longer together. And people shouldn't expect or force couples to be together. Like, if they don't like each other, they're not going to be together.
Yeah, you know what's funny? And I always kind of think back to, like, One Tree Hill, like, because those early seasons I was not watching. Like, I was just too young. So now looking back and seeing, like Sophia Bush and Chad Michael Murray got married and then divorced.
Yeah.
Like, while they were filming the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, like, besties, like, for the on the show. Like, they weren't romantically together, but there was like still overlap, like, of when there was maybe something romantic and like then not, and they're friends. But like, there's so much drama behind so much of these shows, but like, because of the social media and everything that we live in now, we analyze it so much. I'm like, watching back, Montreal's the easiest show for me to watch a million times. And it's like, damn, like, they got married.
They got married and divorced.
And divorced. And then filmed like three or four more seasons together.
And it was great.
Yes.
And you couldn't tell if you didn't know back. I mean, if you didn't know watching it, you would never be able to tell.
You would never have been able to tell.
Same thing with Rachel Bilson and Adam Brody on the OC. The fourth season, they weren't together, but they got married in the show in the fourth season.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
It's a lot.
Hopefully all will be well.
Happens all the time.
All will be well for Outer Banks.
Yeah.
We have a Kanye West and Kardashian update. This came out, I think, over a week ago. Kanye bought the house across the street from Kim Kardashian. Yeah. That set off the alarms for everybody.
Yeah. Yes, because it's one of those things that is like borderline. Is it like, oh, that's sweet, like, they're keep trying to really keep their family together? Or is it like, oh, let it go, she's not coming back to you, and now you're moving in across the street?
Yeah, I think, you know, you could have moved like 5 minutes away, Kanye. Like, across the street.
Granted, they have big yards.
Right, like, honestly, across the street is 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
But
a lot of room to work with there in those gated communities they live in. But I'm sure it's like something like Kanye will probably build his own house, I would imagine.
Who knows? I think it's like, Kanye now is also dating Julia Fox. Julia Fox, if you don't know who that is, she
maybe
allegedly, she was in Uncut Gems. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Like, oh my God, stunning. And the sources are saying that they're great for each other. They're both artistic and whatever way. And
they also, I also feel like a lot of that sources, I feel like these are Julia's sources. They're both,
it usually is, I feel like.
They're both going through breakups right now, like breakups. She had just also split from husband, maybe. Might have been a husband or someone. Something serious. And that they have like been finding solace in each other and by, you know, being helping each other. But it's like that comes out. They were on a date. Kanye did this like special event in Miami on New Year's Eve. So, you know, there's just been one thing after the next. Like, first, it's like buys the house next door, special event in Miami, where it just so happens Pete Davidson is having his New Year's Eve event. Goes on a date with Julia Fox. She was caught on the beach in Miami. Paparazzi asked her if there was like going to be a second date, and she said, I don't know. So it's like, who knows what stage that is in, but all we do know is they definitely went on one date.
They definitely went on one date. Kanye moved, is buying a house across the street from Kim. On the other hand, I don't even know why this came to my head that I didn't, like, Pete and Kim couldn't have a New Year's kiss at midnight because Pete was hosting the New Year's Eve party.
And Kim wasn't there. Well, that's why so many people were I think people were legitimately watching, thinking there was a chance that he would, like, publicly have a New Year's Eve kiss with Kim Kardashian.
Crazy. That would have been fucking crazy.
That would have been wild. Apparently, she wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't think she was there. I think we would have seen that.
Yeah.
But on top of that, Kim, on the other hand, weird Photoshop conspiracy going on right now.
Yeah.
There's this picture of Chicago.
Yep.
And True.
Correct.
And it looks like True was photoshopped into this picture. It does not look like True was in this picture to begin with, but was photoshopped in the picture. And people are going crazy over this. They're like, why would Kim do this? It is very weird. It's uncomfortable. Makes you think, what else is photoshopped? You know, you really can't ever believe any pictures anymore on the internet. What's going on here? But yeah, I am very confused on this. It's just weird. It's the best way to put this.
It is. This went viral on TikTok. And I don't know if it's like, this is the thing. I don't think I necessarily would have noticed without seeing the TikTok. Like, I don't think I would have noticed if I had not seen the TikTok. But now looking at it in the lens of like, is this Photoshopped? I don't know if it's just my brain telling me like, yeah, it looks like True's face was copied and pasted.
I mean,
I don't, it's weird. And like, and I think it's potentially both of them. The second one almost looks more.
Wait, go back to them. It just,
so fans are thinking that this was, it's a trip to Disney and that potentially True's face is on Stormy in the second picture. I don't know. But it's.
But why would she do that? Like, that would be so incredibly random.
Right. Or maybe it's just like weirdly edited and it makes it look like she's Photoshopped.
I think it could be weirdly edited. I think there's a weird filter on it because yeah. I don't think Chicago looks all that clear as well.
No, but Chicago looks like she fits in this second photo and True does not.
True looks like she was copy and
True looks
cut,
like she was
cut out of a photo and pasted onto yes. this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's the camera.
I don't know.
Maybe it's one of those disposables.
Weird move, though.
It would be incredibly
weird.
Weird
move. Because I bet you have 9,000 million jillion photos of your children
and
their cousins.
That's why I can't believe it.
Picture.
I can't believe it because...
But it's like old. It's from like months ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't necessarily believe it's Photoshopped. It's because why would she randomly do that?
If they both have the ears. Like, would they have Photoshopped that onto her?
No, but like
her face.
Like cut out.
Oh, like you think that's someone else's body?
Yeah,
they think it's someone else's body.
Stormy's body
with True's face.
With True's face.
That would be so fucking weird. It would just be weird, and I just don't believe it because I'm sure they have plenty of pictures together.
Yeah,
and it's not like this was posted for any specific reason for Chicago and True, right? So it's not like it was Chicago and True share a birthday, and we need a picture of them two together, so we got to post something. No, and I don't believe it's Photoshopped, but I do believe it does look Photoshopped. But I don't believe that it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks it.
It does look it. But yeah, it is a hard one to believe because like it's also, she hasn't addressed, I don't know though. Because if it was such an absurd thing, I feel like she might address it. Like she might be like, oh shit. Like, no, I didn't Photoshop. What the fuck? Like, but she hasn't. The picture's just up the same as it always.
It's got to be coming soon. She's got to be talking about this.
Well, you know
soon.
What she also didn't address that she did? Posting spoilers to Spider-Man on her Instagram story.
People were upset.
Which I saw that on her story right after she posted.
Yeah, which I'm not going to say because, like, of course, like I'm not going to talk what she posted, but she did post spoilers. And it is insane to me. Like, Of course, I saw it, but I wasn't able to go to the theater to see it. So if I had not seen the movie and was like scrolling Instagram and just had that movie spoiled to me through Kim Kardashian's Instagram, I would also be furious. And weirdly enough, like for the Marvel fans out there, I'm a little pissed off for us. Like, she could have at least apologized.
Not that it necessarily needed,
but she just deleted it and then did not address it like at all. And I can't imagine doing that and not being like, holy shit, guys, like, sorry. Like, so I don't know, say something.
I agree fully. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
People live and die.
Years.
Yeah, people live and die
for
by these
movies.
Movie.
And not only that, but like the actors. And I know it had been like a week plus of time, but Omicron's been everywhere. Like, people haven't been able to go see it. People were waiting. Zendaya, Tom Holland, like, all of them literally make videos when the movie comes out being like, do not post spoilers and ruin it for other people.
Who spoiled Avengers Endgame?
R.I.P. My dog, Tony Stark.
Yeah, yeah. Who's...
That was LaShawn McCoy.
Yes, LaShawn McCoy.
That was unreal.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
How long do you have to wait, though, like, in reality?
That happened fast.
No, like a month? Like,
no. I don't know. This is one specifically that
I think you just don't post
barely
about it.
Even yeah, like it's barely even now discussed on Twitter without people still saying like spoiler or like we're talking about the full movie spoiler because it just is so important to the core of this movie where yeah. like if you do see it, it kind of is a major yeah. like you know the word like I'm not debating like it's a major spoiler like the root of the word like it's a major spoiler.
I'm not even yeah. like a big fan, but I was scrolling TikTok before I had seen it and my whole TikTok algorithm somehow just became all spoiler videos and like I didn't really care that much. It actually yeah. made me go see it
yeah.
because I wanted to see it, but it's weird how like
that is weird. I couldn't believe it. And like people on Twitter being like I was sick. I couldn't go to the movies. Like I've done so well at muting things and muting hashtags. I didn't fucking know I needed to mute Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's tough. While we're on the topic of movies, I saw House of Gucci.
Terrible, right?
Stunk.
I did not see it.
But. House of Gucci stunk. The people who told me that I should see House of Gucci, the listeners of this show who DM me, because when we talked about it and we heard it was bad, people DM me, no, it was so good. You have to give it a shot. Hated. I hated it. It was so bad, I almost walked out. But then I was like, no, I need to see this through.
Yeah.
I need to see how bad this can truly be. Adam Driver sounded like Borat. Like, that, it just was bad. Like, I just didn't.
I mean, I really personally have only heard anything but, like, bad reviews.
Also, we know the plot, right? Like, this is a real life story.
Right, right, right.
But it wasn't even like they made it interest. Like,
yeah.
They could have made it pop off a little bit more.
Right.
Oh my God. It just stunk. Like, that.
Did you watch Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Did you? And you watched.
Yeah,
okay. I have not watched it. I'm going to watch it this week, definitely. I have not watched it. But I will say, from the perspective of a movie I have not seen, but have seen opinions on, I feel like I have not seen a movie in a long time that has had so many, like, you either hated it or, like, really liked it. Weirdly, like, but so many different polarizing views.
I have maybe the most in-the-middle view on it ever.
Yeah.
Completely fine.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was the most, fine movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spoil anything. Obviously, you haven't watched it. I know you will watch it because it's so many.
Yes,
I think that it was such a star-studded cast. I think it was super cool that three of the most nominated women ever were all in one movie, Meryl Streep, Cate Blanchett, and Jennifer Lawrence. Like, that's awesome. And just to see them all in one movie was super cool. Leonardo DiCaprio, I'll watch anything he's in. Jonah Hill was hilarious. I love Jonah Hill. Timothy Chalamet was in.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi, Ariana Grande.
I don't know if I want to ruin it, but that one cameo.
Don't ruin it, because I haven't seen it.
But like, he was playing an actor in the movie.
Yes. There were so many people in this movie that I think that's why the people who really hated it wish that it was just, in my personal opinion, I do think it could have been better. Like, I just thought it was fine.
I mean, I could see how that can be disappointing for people, because you watch a trailer that has so many incredible actors, you expect, like, I think you expect so much that people maybe had too high of expectations.
I actually think if those actors weren't in it, I would have thought the movie stunk. Like, I think I would have been like, I don't like this movie.
I don't know. I really liked it. And anything Adam McKay does, like, almost every movie he's ever made, I'm, like, a big fan of. Just, like, the way he makes movies.
Right.
See, like,
he's
I had great, friends but... that were like, I hate it.
Yeah, I truly think I would have hated it if all those actors weren't in it.
I went in with, like, low expectations because it was getting, like, not great reviews.
Right,
and then I was like, oh, I actually like this. Yeah. Good.
Right. I see, like, you could see
it
the difference.
It was more like
a
comedy than anything to me. Like, obviously, it's, like, a serious topic, but...
There were some parts that were genuinely funny. I thought Jonah Hill was, like, very funny.
Well, it's supposed to be satire.
But I just... Like I said, I think if those cast members weren't in it, I think I would have hated it. But I enjoy seeing those people, so I was like, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. I'll literally watch anything Leonardo DiCaprio does. I will do... It doesn't... It could be he is, like, you know, very into... the climate change and science and everything. His whole Twitter is all about that. I would watch a whole documentary he put out with himself in it about that.
He's such a good actor because, like, usually he's like like a manly man or like something. And this one, he's like his anxiety and like you really believe that,
like nerdy type. I think it was just the cast itself. Yeah. Kid Cudi liked my tweet.
Oh yeah,
about it.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't like many tweets.
No.
I was like, whoa.
Have you checked in a
while?
No,
I haven't checked. I completely forgot that happened until right now.
Yeah, Ariana Grande. She was briefly in it.
You gotta
Anybody watch Emily in Paris season 2?
I watched like the first episode and I was like, this is so bad, I can't
even. Can you watch the first season?
I think it's one of those shows that I'm like editing and I have something playing on the TV and I like look over it.
He's liked.
I watched all of the second season.
He's liked quite a few tweets since then.
Oh,
that's okay.
That's all right.
Oh, you know what I started watching, though, in the last couple of days? Only Murders in the Building.
Great show.
It actually is good.
I finally watched it,
and
not that long ago, and I know I'm way behind because on that one, but that was a really,
and
I really liked it.
I went to the real building just because I want to see it.
Cool. If you're, way behind, great show.
Yeah,
that then a review 6 months after it came out.
I'm trying to think if I watched anything.
That was all I did. Emily in Paris. I did 20 somethings Austin. Both of those.
I don't think I watched a show. I think I just watched movies.
Yeah. I watched the James Bond. That was actually very good.
Big. My family loves James Bond, but I never saw the last one. I haven't seen the last one yet. Okay, well, we were talking about the Kardashians.
We were, and I started talking about House of Gucci.
Ended up here. Well, because Kim spoiled Spider-Man.
Right, but also, I don't know if anybody, Noah, you watch Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura's
podcast sometimes.
I was watching it, and then after I saw it, which was just coincidentally, I saw House of Gucci, then was watching that, and they were shitting on House of Gucci, and I was like, thank God, because I just was like, am I the only one who thinks this fucking stinks?
No, you are definitely not.
To see that.
You should watch it just because of how bad it is. And I love Lady Gaga, but...
Yeah, I mean, she... Let's see. This is... super long too.
That's
right?
What it, I was like. Is this ever ending?
The James Bond.
Oh, that, I mean, the reviews are. That does have a 62%.
That's not great though.
It's better than Don't Look Up.
Wait, what? What did Don't Look Up get?
Like, Don't Look 50? Up is like a 55.
But I also, 56. But I also like because it's like
and House of Gucci audience score is an 83.
Usually things that are like comedic don't do well anyway. Which is kind of where I would say Don't Look Up. Like, House of Gucci is like a
serious movie. No, I know, but
movie.
I think Don't Look Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's an Adam McKay movie with an absolutely A++++ list cast.
Like, yeah, all his other movies are very, in the 90s.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay. Shall we talk about New Year's Eve now?
Fran, House of Gucci stunk. It did.
Yeah.
We talked about that. We're through that.
Some fake Italians.
They're fake-ass Italians. But you know who's some real Italians? Fucking Jersey Shore cast. And they are back this Thursday for Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yep.
And you know who's officially back? Snooki. She left for a little bit, but now she is back for good. The situation... She
couldn't leave him for that long.
Yeah, the situation's a father. We're going to be watching him parenting him and Lauren, their new parents. They got a little meatball to take care of, just like Snooki.
So many little meatballs
So many little meatballs running around. But thankfully, we won't hear any fake accents. Only real Guidos and Guidettes on Jersey Shore. So tune in this Thursday, MTV, 8/7 Central. Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, it's back. You know we love Jersey Shore. You know we love Jersey. I've been doing it since I was in 7th grade. I'll never stop as long as MTV keeps putting Jersey Shore on air. So make sure you tune in, 8 p.m. on MTV. Jersey Shore is back.
So the one thing that I did do, because I love to watch all the New Year's Eve specials, but of course if you're out, you're not really watching, and then you can't be the person who's like sitting on the couch watching TV if you're like doing stuff. But when I got home, I watched like every clip from Miley and Pete start to finish, basically got them all, the idea of everything. One, Miley is just, every time, she just gets me. She's a goddamn rock star. She's so good. Two, Pete Davidson looked good. I have to admit, he looked really hot, hotter than I expected.
So hot.
And he came out in that ridiculous outfit that should not work. Like, you put that outfit on a mannequin, I'd be like, that's disgusting. The prints, it's just, it's far too much. put it on Pete Davidson with the little glasses. He goes on stage, does that rap with Miley. I'm like, he looks pretty good.
When I saw the pictures of them rehearsing,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, he looks so fucking hot. He consumes my body. Like, he looks so hot.
Yeah.
So hot. So did Miley. Like, the two of them together are just quite a duo.
Yeah.
And I did what you did. Like, yeah, the next day on New Year's Day, I was trying to find anything I could watch of these two. I was reading in-depth breakdowns of the entire show. Like, Miley sang Total Eclipse of the Heart. Like, Miley, one of my favorite songs ever.
She's so impressive, just, like, talent-wise. It really is insane. And I think, was it maybe someone in this office, whether it was Robbie Fox or, like, somebody else, I remember saying something where, like, Miley needs to do, almost like she just needs to do covers all the time because she does covers so well.
So good.
And of course her own songs as well, but like she does covers so well. And not only that, but like she did Jolene with Noah, yes, which was so good. Cause I feel like
when she does Jolene.
And her and Noah, like I feel like their voices complement each other really well. Like Noah also has a very unique voice. And then I watched this on an endless loop of her and Brandi Carlile doing the story and The Climb. Like, oh my God.
She has such a powerful voice. Oh. And I think people know by now, but I think when she was on Disney, it was Hannah Montana at first. It was like, oh, it's Miley Cyrus. And then finally it was like, people started giving her the respect she deserves. I think around the time that Jolene video came out, well, people were like, oh my God.
She really, like, perfected her craft, you know? Because her voice has not sounded like this, like, especially when she was younger. But I think, you know, she has had vocal issues and, like, things like that. So I think she really takes care of her voice now and knows that, like, this is her bread and butter right here. Like, that cool rock and roll sound that she has now. And she does it so, so well. I thought it was very cool that Brandi Carlile was there as well. Like, I know Miley was like, she's, you know, such a huge, huge inspiration icon for me. I'm like, that's a perfect person for Miley to look up to and to, like, help base her career on.
Yeah, I think that the whole thing was really cool. And just putting on that show on New Year's Eve, especially, it's such a big night. People look forward to that.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Classic, though.
Wouldn't be Miley if she wasn't losing her top during Party in the USA.
But also, like, was it planned?
I thought that, and then I watched it back a million times, and I feel like the way it took the background singers, like, a little too long to jump in made me think that it, like, really wasn't.
Really wasn't, yeah.
Because there was a weird silence where the band was still playing the song, and she wasn't back out, and then the background singer's like, all right, we're just going to start singing it.
It was funny. You could see the guitar player. He, like, looked over and then looked away immediately. Because he was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean.
That would be Noah.
And she handled it. Like, she handled it so well because it was like, she knew it was coming off. Mm-hmm. And when she turned around and she just, like, it just dropped. But she, like, she didn't run off or anything. She still, like, slow, like, just, like, walked up.
Right. I
went and grabbed that jacket. And then she was joking about afterwards, like, in the song. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't.
No. Nothing like a good wardrobe malfunction, though, to get the party started. Especially New Year's.
Especially Party in the USA.
Party in the USA. New Year's Eve. It was awesome. They put on quite the show. Good for them. And then on top of that, we had...
The sketches were actually pretty funny, too. I will...
So did you hear that Jack Harlow was upset?
Oh, I saw that.
About the sketch.
That those SNL guys did. Yeah,
I hate that. Like, you gotta be able to laugh.
You gotta be able to laugh at yourself.
Because I feel like he seems like a guy who would definitely take a joke.
I know he does for sure. I've always felt like that too, but
don't you feel like in some way, like, sometimes you can catch somebody on a bad day or a stressful day,
maybe, and he just like was already in this, like, people were talking shit online.
Exactly. I feel like, obviously, like, I say I hate that somebody can't take a joke, but you never know what somebody's going through that day, that, like, a joke that you usually could take could set you off. So who knows, but I did see that he was upset about that. But their sketches were funny.
Those guys from SNL are funny.
Yeah, some people are saying they're bringing SNL back.
The Please Don't Destroy guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, which channel?
I think they are the fun. They have been the funniest part of SNL
in a long time.
Yeah.
What channel is the Miley thing on?
NBC.
Oh, NBC. That makes sense.
Duh. This is like a Lorne Michaels production.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Lorne was there, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I thought that was very good. And then, yeah, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper once again getting sloshed on TV.
I mean,
gotta
Andy
love it.
Cohen was so fucked up. Did you see that video where he was like,
about
like,
De Blasio?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, Republican or Democrat, we can all agree on one thing. Yeah. The mayor sucked, or whatever he said.
He said, no, it was, I played that clip like 8 times for my family on New Year's morning, and we were dying laughing every time. He's like, and his voice, like he can't, and Anderson Cooper's like peeing his pants. He's like, are you really going to start off like this? Like, it's like 12:04. Yeah. Like, and he's like, all I could say, I kind of sound like Andy now. Is the mayor with the dance? It's like the one thing Republicans and Democrats can agree on is this guy. And then I love when he said, he went, sayonara, sucker.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean,
oh my God.
I think Andy. It's great when you could see someone like Andy Cohen giving like a real opinion, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
So many of those people are afraid to say like when a politician.
New Year's Eve, they let it fly.
Right, but like so many of those people are afraid to say when a politician stinks, right? Because they don't want to like piss anybody off either side of whatever. But when you get Andy Cohen saying something like that, and everyone's like, fuck yeah.
It was just
really funny. And then
it was just funny from how passionate he was about it, the delivery, and like the drunk, like, sayonara, sucker.
Yeah.
Like, just, to the mayor is so funny.
Such a dad thing, so, too. Also,
sayonara, sucker.
With Anderson Cooper, when he was like, you notoriously are known to like food in the bedroom, and then
he's like, "What?"
Like, he got so uncomfortable. Like, I just love when Andy Cohen like pushes his buttons a little bit because you could tell he's not letting it fly like Andy Cohen is.
Yeah,
at least as not as much.
I mean, he's also like a CNN.
No, that's what I'm saying. He really can't.
He had Anderson Cooper giggling like a schoolgirl. Yeah. Like some of the moments where he was like laughing, he's just like dying laughing. That one clip was just top notch. But
so
yeah,
good.
Once again, and it's like every New Year's Day, it's like, oops, sorry, overserved again on New Year's Eve.
And he knows it, though. He knows he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Because it just makes for funny TV.
Was it last year or 2 years ago when Anderson was like so drunk?
I think it was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, I mean,
they switch roles.
I love it.
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
And also, Andy always has John Mayer do a performance on New Year's Eve, and he did it for Betty White.
Thank you for being friend.
Well, we might as well talk about Betty then.
Yes, we can do that. We lost Betty White over break. She's just shy of her 100th birthday, January 17th. And it was so sad. Like, one of those, like, it just sucks because of the timing. Like,
right.
she's on the cover of People
the magazine
right
were
now.
Printed.
Turns 100.
Yeah, it's 100.
They were printed.
Like, she's so happy. She's in such good health. Like, everybody has been talking about, wow, like, we're so lucky we still have Betty White. No Joke came out, like, barely a week before before she dies.
Her last tweet was about turning 100. It was just on New Year's Eve. Everyone was like, what? The last day of
last
this year,
day.
Betty White? But it's one of those things that I think you can look back on, like, the life that she lived.
Yeah.
It was such a, you know, she's going to be 100 years old. Such a life.
When she was at 1922, like, that's
Just insane. And it's like, it's one of those things that's obviously very, very sad, but not in like a tragic way, right? It's like you could just look back on the life that Betty White had and the impact she had on every single person in the world. Like,
comedy in general.
Just
like
every person in the world, when they found out that Betty White passed away, had the same reaction. Like, no!
Yeah.
Like, it just, name somebody else who has that kind of impact on every single person in the world.
There's really not a lot. She was one of the last ones, and I think globally was one of the last ones that people were constantly like, please God, don't take Betty White.
Right. And
because every year it's like 96, 97, and we're like, okay, she's getting old, like, you know, almost to 100.
When you do the numbers game, like, I just like, that's like fun for me in my head. I'm like, she was like in her 20s during World War II. Like,
it's
insane. Like, she was like 40 in 1960. Like,
insane. And, you know, just recently, you had the Ryan Reynolds and Betty White stuff going on. Betty White was talking about Ryan Reynolds is still not over her. And then you had Ryan Reynolds tweeting about it. And then, of course, he put out a very nice thing about Betty White after she passed. But just so sad, just because everyone was like, everybody, every year, like you said, is like, oh, we still got Betty White, right?
I know.
Still got Betty White. And I thought it was like a prank at first. I was like, on New Year's Eve, Betty White?
Yeah, yeah. I know. But yeah, it was, and it was, like I said, there's been so many touching tributes. That John Mayer song was very, was beautiful. I mean, not Golden Girls, but him performing it. And yeah, it's just, it's one of those ones that you're sad about, of course, but it also is one that you're like, you know, she lived a long, happy, like, good life, and she knew how much the world loved her, which had to have been an amazing feeling.
She was America's grandma.
Yeah, yeah, for exactly. Like,
so long.
So long.
Yeah. This is this article on CNN was, this. The headline is, Betty White's agent on how much fans loved her, and they said, she knew it. Said, she knew it, but I would tell her often, even when she wasn't working. I said, Betty, millions of people out there are still asking for you. You're getting your fan letters. I'm getting offers for you. And then he said, he's not sure if White ever embraced it. I really felt the extent of that love. I would always reinforce it with her because I always felt she should know that. I've never wanted her to think while she was sitting at home that the world has passed her by. It never did. Betty lived a great life and lived a life that she chose. She was happy. Every time I told her, Betty, you're loved, she would look at me with a wry smile and say, really? I hope she knew. I think she did. It was something beyond love.
That's, I know. Sweet. It's sweet. It's, you know, sad, but
yeah, yeah.
Like she, I said, luckily lived a very long and happy and healthy life.
I know. I just really wish she got to, I just wish she got to January 17th. Yeah. You know?
It was just 17 days shy.
People magazine, man.
They printed that too early. God.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, everyone. That wraps up our first episode of 2022. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are officially back. We'll be back again tomorrow for our Bachelor recap plus the bios. And also, we have a very special interview as well. You know it's the start of the season, so you know what that means. Remember to subscribe. Subscribe. I meant subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube, and we love you all.